Tomorrow, March 21st, is World Puppetry Day, and Arts Mid-Hudson will mark the occasion with a day of puppetry at Keepsake at the Academy in Poughkeepsie, New York. The Day of Puppetry opens the third annual Hudson Valley Puppetry Festival, which runs through National Puppetry Day on April 25th and includes puppet theater performances and exhibitions throughout the region. Showcasing the artistry and imagination of Hudson Valley puppeteers, the festival brings together inventive storytelling, handcrafted characters, and unforgettable theatrical experiences. Tomorrow's Day of Puppetry will be a kind of open house. Puppeteers and theaters will be on hand and rod and string for attendees to meet. A wide range of puppet styles will be represented and available for demonstration. For details, you can visit artsmidhudson.org/HVPF. Brad Scher is the owner and founder of Paper Heart Puppets and co-director of the Hudson Valley Puppetry Festival. He joins us again this year to give us a preview. Welcome back, Brad. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to get to share this.
Sure. And happy World Puppetry Day tomorrow.
Happy World Puppetry Day. Yes. You know, we span the festival between the World Puppetry Day and the National Day of Puppetry.
I love it. What are you excited about that's coming up at this year's festival? What planning went into it? What's new? What's the same? What do we got going on?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
That's too much. I'll ask smaller questions as you proceed.
No. It's okay. I'm honestly excited about all of it. We're doing the stuff that the festival was made to do. We're highlighting Hudson Valley puppeteers and artists who live and work here and their amazing work. We've got a lot of events that are public facing to different age groups and different parts of the Hudson Valley and different tastes so that people can experience puppetry. And we've got a great guest artist coming in from a little farther away to bring some shows that they don't always get to see around here.
Tell us about the guest artist.
Yes, our guest artist is Liz Joyce from a couple of puppets in Sag Harbor out on Long Island. I've known her for a very, very long time. And she's a great puppeteer who also has run the puppet theater out there, Goat on a Boat. And she's going to be gracing one of our puppet slams. And then she's going to be performing at the Mid-Hudson Discovery Museum, A Doubtful Sprout. So if you've ever wondered what a seed turning into a plant really thinks about before it gets here, this is her amazing family-friendly musical inventive exploration of all that.
There is a photo on the Puppetry Festival, well, on the Arts Mid-Hudson site that lists all the Puppetry Festival events, a picture of Liz with her Doubtful Sprout puppet. And it does look worried and very adorable.
It is both worried and adorable, which is like, it's a nice cross section to achieve.
Absolutely. You mentioned that she would be participating in one of the puppet slams. Mm-hmm. For the uninitiated, explain a puppet slam.
Yeah. So for folks who haven't had an opportunity yet, puppet slams are an evening program of short pieces for adult audiences. And that adult is very broad. It can mean adult in the sort of, very mature themes way.
Rated R, not X.
Yeah. Or it can just mean this is something we made for this group. Some slam pieces are sometimes perfectly appropriate for kids, but they're also really entertaining for adults. Some of them are out there, and I love slams for a lot of reasons. As performers, it allows people to try stuff out. It allows people to do something short and experimental. It allows puppeteers to really stretch. And for audiences, it allows them to come and sample the work of, I believe both slams this year have 10 different artists in each. You get to see different kinds of puppets and their individual artistic voice. And I guarantee that if someone is at all into the arts, if they go to a slam, if they don't like one piece, they will like another piece.
Is it often the intention of a piece that a puppeteer might bring to a slam to, like, yeah, get it on its, well, on its rods and strings, not its feet exactly, and test it out for an audience and their fellow puppeteers and develop it further? Or is it varied? The process can be varied.
Different artists come in from a lot of different places. Because I am very, very lucky that making puppetry is my full-time job and has been for a long time. When I go to a slam, when I do a piece in slam, actually, and the one I'm doing this year is a little different, but most full-length shows that I've done began as a slam piece. So for most full-time length shows, even though most of them were family shows, I would do a short bit saying like, I'm going to do like 5 minutes and see if this idea works, this kind of character, this kind of physical mechanism, whatever like that. It's been huge for me, but we have artists in the slams we've been producing here, especially who come from other art forms, who do mostly other kinds of theater or who are visual artists, people who just do all kinds of other things during life. And this is that sometimes is their whole puppetry practice, is they do some short pieces and they get to share those at slams. And that's just a way that people engage with the art form as well.
What do you have planned that you will be performing and presenting this festival?
I'm doing, so there's a great historic puppeteer, Burr Tillstrom, who was famous for a television show in the earlier 20th century called Kukla, Fran, and Ali. And he went on television and did this amazing piece called The Berlin Wall, which was a piece addressing at that point, the Berlin Wall, which was a hand ballet where he had unclothed hands as the characters in this sort of really lovely, this is kind of pushing the boundaries of puppetry. His hands became characters, but they were very abstract characters doing all the things that hands can do. And I am looking at some of the walls that were enforcing and building and thinking about today. And I thought it was a moment. I've always loved his piece. I always show it to my students of puppetry as like, I think one of the great historical pieces that lots of people got to see, and a great application of how puppetry can be strong messaging about what's true and important. And I wanted to do a tribute to that. So that's the piece I'm going to be doing at the Slam on the 28th.
Where do you teach puppetry, Brad?
Where do I teach puppetry? A lot of places. I'm mostly a touring puppeteer.
Yes.
So I teach sometimes. The bulk of my teaching is the K through fifth grade set. And we just did, we do every spring, we do at least a few residencies in schools. A lot of them lately have been Westchester. But I also have the great privilege to teach adults sometimes. So every year I do one or two sessions of a program called Puppet Jumpstart. And I do that online on Zoom. And I do that in collaboration with a puppet showplace theater in Boston, who are actually, they were my home theater for many years. So they host that. We don't have another one on the calendar. We finished one up this fall. But we'll probably put another one in at least for the fall. And then I get to do a lot of teacher training workshops where I get to work with teachers who are a little bit familiar with puppetry and want to find out how they can have a really strong background in it to incorporate it into their classroom work and their school theater work and all that fun stuff.
There is a sort of arm of improv where, improvisational comedians think or believe or purport or teach improv to people who would never get up and do it for an audience or on stage, but just to learn the kind of, it's like a teamwork, a team building, a communicating, a thinking on your feet, an expression. Do you teach puppetry in a similar way, not expecting everyone you encounter to become a professional puppeteer, but just to learn and absorb and express through this, I mean, ancient and varied art form?
I think, and I've been thinking for a long time that that would be really useful. I think puppetry, in the way that improv is sort of special in that way, that it teaches people to just take what's coming to them, to work collaboratively, all those things that are skills that everybody needs that are not specific to being an improv performer. I think puppetry has, I've been thinking for a long time that puppetry has a special place in empathy. So, yeah, I see you nodding because you're thinking what I'm
I
thinking.
didn't make a noise, but I'm nodding a very deep nod.
There's a big
Yes,
nod.
thank you.
So I think even in other kinds of arts and theater, you can engage in this, but in puppetry, you physically, as from both sides, as a performer, you have to inhabit someone who's very different from you. And I think I've done, theater too. And in theater, as much as you do that, there's some ways in which the character is you and your body. But in puppetry, I can be a little girl, I can be an old woman, I can be a raccoon, I can be the abstract force of wind. And I have to, in my performance, all I think most puppeteers I know have had this opportunity. Liz Joyce, we just talked about, is coming. She is thinking about what it's like to be a sprout. And I think puppetry, in terms of very viscerally getting you out of thinking of what you're expressing as your own body and thinking about other viewpoints in this very physical way, it's been incredibly meaningful to me. And I think more people would benefit from that. And the same thing as an audience member, there's a thing. Are you familiar with Scott McCloud?
Not by name, I don't know.
No. So he was a comics artist who wrote this amazing book called Understanding Comics that I think I know we're diverging a little bit from puppetry, but it circles back, trust me.
I have faith.
So in this book, Understanding Comics, one of the things he talks about is that the appeal of comics and the wide appeal of comics is that when we think about ourselves as a person, you don't think about all necessarily all like the pores in your skin and where every hair is and the loose thread on your collar. We have this sort of very abstracted view of the self. You have essentially a cartoon view of the self. And when you watch puppetry, puppet characters aren't always very simple, but they often are, and almost always the way they move, the way they are as an object is simplified. And I think that watching puppetry as an audience member allows you to empathize with these characters in the way that watching actors doesn't necessarily. They're seeing other places where things are not as abstracted too, because you see a character who is simplified in the way that you think of yourself. You can put yourself in that place, and even more so than comics, because this character is moving, this character is physical, this character is in the space with you, that it's in these ways, it's this gateway to empathy that I think is just so powerful and kind of underutilized.
As we've mentioned, the month-long festival begins with a day of puppetry, which is tomorrow as this is as people are hearing this. What is that day like? What should people expect for this kickoff event from the festival?
Yeah, so the Day of Puppetry, this is our third time doing it. It was a great idea by a longtime collaborator with the festival, Eleanor Levy. And the idea is that we have a bunch of artists from the Hudson Valley who will each be manning their own table and space and showing off their particular approach to puppetry. And it's if you think of it a little bit like a trade show or a farmer's market, but we're not selling anything. So you go up to each artist and you'll get to see all of their puppetry and all the different styles and whatever kind of puppets they make. Most of them will be doing some kind of demonstration. We'll have hands-on puppet making activities. You'll get to try out some of the puppets with some of the artists are letting people try how to perform them. And you'll get to really get a view of what puppetry is like in a broad number of forms.
Well, let me point this out to the people. The artsmanhudson.org website has a very clear and engaging presentation of all of the events that are available throughout the month. It's beautifully presented with a photo that's grabby your eye, but also the venue, the town, because it is all over different towns in the Hudson Valley. So I want to make sure people know about that. And then the last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is we had a new Muppet show pilot. When Jim Henson, when the most famous, arguably, puppets in the world come back out for a run, is the puppetry world excited, glad that there's the spotlight, or is it kind of like, what about us?
No, people. I think one thing people don't know about Jim Henson and the Muppets is that Jim Henson was the largest booster of other kinds of puppetry. So he had a series called Worlds of Puppetry. They have grants. They went around. There's pictures of Jim Henson going to every puppet theater in the United States, shaking the hands of people. So the Muppets and now their kids are continuing that legacy, doing other work and supporting other work. So like Muppet stuff is great. Gets people excited about puppetry. If people want to look deeper into that kind, that's amazing. If people want to take that as a jumping off point to explore other things, every time puppets are in the news, people get curious, and I think it's great. So like when Warhorse was big, or when Avenue Q was big, or Muppets are coming back, a rising tide lifts all boats. Like puppetry wants and loves and needs more eyeballs on the cool stuff that is out there.
Brad, I really love talking to you. Have a great festival and thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I think, are you going to get to come out to anything?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
See a slam if nothing else. This is a
Yeah.
great program for the slams.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much.
The third annual Hudson Valley Puppetry Festival begins tomorrow with a day of puppetry and will present events and exhibitions through April 25th. For details, visit artsmidhudson.org/HVPF. That link will be posted along with this conversation at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.